Hi, for Radio AI, I'm Henry Lieberman at the MIT Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab. Today's topic is debugging. Bugs are errors in computer programs, and debugging is the art and science of finding and correcting bugs. First of all, did you know why errors in computer programs are called bugs? It's a great story. Grace Hopper, the inventor of the modern computer programming language in the 1950s, she was working on her computer one day, and then suddenly she heard a pop, saw a spark and a puff of smoke, and the computer went down. She opened up the box of the computer and saw that an insect had crawled into the circuitry and electrocuted itself in the circuit. And that's why the computer went down. Now, in those days, computers were very unreliable. To help fix them, they kept a log in a paper notebook of every time the computer went down. There was columns for time and date, and if you knew why it went down, then you noted the reason for failure in a column in the notebook. So, in the column for the reason for failure, she took a piece of scotch tape and taped the charred body of the bug in the notebook. From then on, a computer failure was called a bug. Now, the dirty little secret of computer science is that even now, professional programmers still have trouble figuring out how to find bugs in computer programs. You've experienced this yourself when your computer crashes, or you click on a link and it says 404 not found. It's really frustrating, and you have a right to be frustrated. Regardless of what companies may tell you, it's never your fault. It's our responsibility as computer scientists to give you products that are reliable and error-free. The problem is not that computers sometimes make mistakes. The problem is that when errors do occur, what we need is systematic ways of finding and dealing with those errors. If a computer crashes once in a great while, it's not so terrible. But if the software leaves you with no way to figure out why it crashed, what to do about it, how to prevent it from happening again, that's what makes you want to throw the computer out the window. If you call the company, they keep you waiting on the phone line. They tell you to take superstitious actions like rebooting the computer. That's inexcusable. But it doesn't need to be that way. What we need is more work on debugging tools, software that helps programmers find out where there are problems. The skill of debugging is like solving a Sherlock Holmes murder mystery. You've got suspects, different parts of the program where the error may or may not have occurred. The investigator makes up hypotheses about what might have happened, and you test each part, looking for alibis. Maybe the butler did it, maybe it was the jealous lover. You look for clues and evidence. But it gets complicated. Sometimes you need to pay attention to details, sometimes you need to step back and look at the big picture. So we need to be able to look at things at different levels of detail, like a zoom lens. Again, the dirty little secret is there hasn't been much work on this, even as we get more and more capable computers. As AI gets better and better, the stakes are going to go up, because AI will do more and more complicated and amazing things. We'll depend on it more and more, and so it's increasingly important that we'll be able to find and fix bugs where they occur. We've all seen movies where an intelligent computer goes berserk and turns against people. These movies keep rehashing the Frankenstein theme from Mary Shelley's novel that was published in 1818. Recently, even some prominent scientists have published public statements warning people about the dangers of AI. They're right in the sense that we should have more research on AI safety, just like we put more research in automobile safety after the Corvair crashes, or we have aviation safety board to analyze each plane crash. But these public warnings also, I think, are somewhat counterproductive in that they create an atmosphere of fear and untrustworthiness around AI. There's really no cause for that. So, how do we make sure that AI won't have horrible bugs in it? The good news is this. We can use AI itself to make better debugging tools. Remember, we talked about how debugging is like solving a Sherlock Holmes mystery. Sherlock was a master of reasoning, and so we need to develop AI programs that reason, just like Sherlock did. AI programs need to be able to have a dialogue with users to explain what they're doing and why, and take feedback from the users. So Siri's great when it works, but you can't say, "Hey Siri, I didn't want you to do that," or Siri, why don't you do this instead? So I think we need to have debugging tools built into the program so that people can develop confidence in them. AI debugging software can help keep track of the different hypotheses, search for clues, connect seemingly unrelated events, even test parts of the program automatically. So what can you do as a citizen to help? First of all, ask questions. Whenever somebody gives you a computer system to use, whether it's your online banking system or computers you use on your job, always ask the question, what do I do if things go wrong? I find many companies simply don't think about this issue. I talk to a lot of companies, and when I ask them, why don't you invest more in better debugging tools, they say, but our customers aren't asking for them. So, ask. If you're a professional programmer, insist that the programming tools you use provide good debuggers. Insist on good customer service from companies. Customer service is also a kind of debugging when people fix problems. If companies are forced to provide good service, they'll seek to provide better debugging tools in their software as a way of reducing costs. So, even though bugs will undoubtedly always be with us, using AI for better debugging tools will help make computers safer and more trustworthy. Can we get a handle on the debugging problem? Elementary, my dear Watson. For Radio AI, I'm Henry Lieberman. Thank you for listening.